All right. Thank you, everybody. I'd like to call the February 26, 2026 meeting of the San Diego County Water Authority Board of Directors to order at 2:06. We have no remote participation requests today from directors. Therefore, all votes will be cast using the voting buttons at your seat. As we move through our agenda, I will be moderating requests to speak. To request to speak, please press the speaker button at your seat. Director Castaneda, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Thank you very much. Please stand if you can and hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Castaneda. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll and announce whether a quorum is present?
Secretary Acosta.
Here.
Director Katz. Cole.
Yes, present.
Coates Hedberg.
Here.
Scalzetti.
Here.
Vice Chair Hilliker.
Here.
Director Morrison is absent. Director Sanchez is absent. Director Myers.
Present.
Rivera.
Present.
Roback.
Present.
Quaylen is absent. Director Williams.
Here.
Heidemann.
Here.
Norman.
Here.
Wall.
Here.
Abdullahi.
Present.
Ayala.
Here.
Buckowitz. Douglas.
Here.
Fong Sakai.
Present.
Macedo.
Present.
Madaffer.
Here.
Molina.
Here.
Chair Serrano.
Here.
Director Whitburn.
Here.
Supervisor Aguirre is absent. Director Lines.
Here.
Freehoff.
Here.
Castaneda.
Here.
Kirschbaum.
Here.
Arant.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Director Ray is absent and Director Flessy is absent. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Do we have any proxies?
We have two proxies today. Secretary Acosta is the proxy for Director Flessy, and Director Arant is the proxy for Director Sanchez.
Thank you, and noted. Item four is public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to address the board on items within the subject matter jurisdiction of this board of directors. Madam Clerk, do we have any members of the public wishing to speak?
We have two in-person members of the public, Mr. and Mrs. Javier. You have 3 minutes, and you may begin your comments now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We need clean air. We need clean water. We need clean food. We need clean and safe neighborhood, which are basic needs. We need affordable, adequate, and quality water, water to clean airborne particulates, air contaminants. We need water to irrigate planted trees and vegetation along through property line to absorb downwind toxicity. We need water to clean the mess of Tijuana River Valley for pollution. We need water for agriculture and fire fighting. We need water for the growing tribal nation in our community, which is part of City Heights District 9, that is west bank of Choyas Creek, common boundary with District 4, relying its water supply from city old pipings and not from helix nearby. is our supply. It's our supply chair, Serrano, from Pure Water Project. We remember at city
thank you for your comments. Your time is up.
That
Mr. Javier
and Major Gloria.
Be disciplined. We are just watchers, observers, learner. I am the husband, and we chose this public engagement because we are hurt. We are harmed. And we are here to seek justice, particularly on the 11 elected officials and staff of the city of San Diego, the finest. My God, help us. We do not compete with our intelligences, but hear from us, hear from our stories, to form a perfect union, to work together. We have heard proposed process like this MOU. Why only now? 75 years, we just read it there. Why only now? I'm sorry, I am not trying to investigate or apprehend you or sorry for that. MOU with supplier or the source. You mentioned also about EIS. What is the difference between EIR and EIS along with this vision of providing quality water for all? Where is the APCD representative here, if I may ask that? Where is the IPA representative here, state and federal? We do not question. We just remind you. We just help within our means to participate. You mentioned about conservation. Running out of time. Have we thought of focusing on this? Few days of lots of surface runoff. Where did it go? Of course, it did not go to the pockets of the politicians, businessmen. It went down, wasted to the ocean. Hear us, hear us. This should be the focus. Mathematically, language-wise, logically, spatially, spiritually, that should be our focus. Conservation, recycling, and down to every single person must adopt some kind of, well, a cistern perhaps, or a bucket. It will help even just for agriculture, like what we are doing. We bath in a bathtub so that we could recycle it. Why can't we do it? Now, last, this is an association of thinkers. Can we not have an even fair cost per gallon of water, region-wide?
Thank you for your comments. Your time is up. Please take a seat.
Okay. Thank you.
If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press *9 if listening by phone. Please do not repeat comments if already provided during committee. Mr. Dawson, you have 3 minutes and may speak now.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Project Labor Agreement, and I've been in front of this committee a few times on behalf of the Western Electrical Contractors Association. This PLA, and you guys are looking at bidding it without the PLA, which I think would be a great idea. This PLA actually discriminates against all of the WECA members who have done plenty of projects for this district. It also discriminates against 85% of the construction workers in California or in San Diego County, however you want to measure that. And so the idea that this is some kind of local hire policy is ridiculous when you're excluding 85, almost 90% of the local construction workers. It seems like it's just kind of a special interest deal just for the unions. And I'd like to just point out for the members that weren't in committee, what a disaster this PLA has been. That the first project you guys put out under this, it was a one bidder you got for the project, and it was $6 million over the engineer's estimate. Because of that, you went and you bid it again, and you only got one bid again. And again, it was millions of dollars, $6 million over the engineer's estimate. This was so embarrassing that you guys actually stopped and changed the process for how you do engineer's estimates, which I think is actually very misleading to the public. And, you know, earlier they were talking about things you have to disclose to investors. The fact that you're not doing your engineer's estimates the same way that every other district is something I think you probably have to disclose to investors. And because of all these things, you know, you're getting higher prices. You're only getting one bid. The staff was asked to reach out to more bidders. Still, you only came back with one bid. And then one of the directors asked you, how much time and effort are you guys using to reach out to these people? What's that staff time worth? And still, I haven't got an answer emailed to me. I haven't got, I brought this up at three or four meetings and no one seems to be interested in responding to that. I find it interesting that when the directors on this board ask for some information, the staff's not providing it to them. So I don't think that's appropriate. And then the last reminder I wanted to give this group is that, you know, the excuse for all this is you're going to have minority and women-owned businesses participation. The minority participation rate was 0% on your last PLA job. The women-owned business participation on your last job was 0%. These are fake goals for a project labor agreement that is really just a special interest giveaway to political donors. And at a time when you're raising rates and you're causing the cities that are members of the agency to raise rates and to raise taxes, why don't you stop playing politics with other people's money and let everybody bid? Let the people in your districts bid on this who have chosen to work in a non-union environment.
Your time is up. Thank you for your comments. Mr. McDonough, you have 3 minutes and you may begin now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Serrano and members of the board. My name is Patrick McDonough. I'm the senior attorney for San Diego Coastkeeper. There's obviously a lot happening in the water world at the moment and a lot of stressful uncertainty hanging over the issues surrounding the Colorado River. But I want to make a general comment today asking the Water Authority to take a clear position opposing the extremely expensive Delta Conveyance Project, or DCP, and then, of course, to follow that up by taking action to oppose this proposal, whether that's before Metropolitan or in the various forums in Sacramento. So first, as I mentioned, it's very expensive. The official estimate, $20 billion, that's already extremely high. But other economists say that it could be upwards of $60 to $100 billion. And everyone here is aware of our existing rates crisis. We simply can't afford that. Second, and more importantly, the DCP has stranded asset written all over it. You know, I watched a presentation from Scripps climate scientists, some of the best in the world, present to County Water Authority saying that supplies from the Sierra snowpack is going to diminish by around 50% between 2070 and 2100. 50% is just horrible. And I cannot imagine spending, whether it's $20 billion or $60 to $100 billion, on that type of probability of a stranded asset. And further, the DCP would fail to provide water during dry periods, and its deliveries would lack demand in wet years. So essentially, there's no chance that the DCP could fulfill its lofty goals or justify its high costs. And there's no need to wait for a Camp 4W assessment to tell us that this won't work. It's a boondoggle waiting to happen. And finally, in a time when we're moving towards truly resilient, multi-benefit, environmentally beneficial projects like wastewater recycling, the DCP has the potential to devastate fisheries and ecosystems at a time when salmon and other fish populations are close to collapse. And that also comes with a price tag. There's an estimated $1 to $2 billion loss if the DCP is constructed just for the salmon industry. So this conveyance project is a massive and destructive project that just doesn't pencil out, and we simply can't afford it here in San Diego. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. I have no further requests to speak.
I want to thank the members of the public for their time and providing the board with their thoughts and feedback today. We'll move on to item five. Item five is additions to the agenda. Madam Clerk, do we have any additions to today's agenda?
There are no additions.
Thank you very much. Item six is the approval of minutes. Before us today is the approval of the minutes of the Special Board of Directors and Formal Board of Directors meetings of January 22nd, 2026. Entertain a motion, which I just heard from Director Scalzetti, a second by Director Abdullahi. Madam Clerk, will you please open the vote?
Please cast your votes. Secretary Acosta?
Oh, on the
other side. Director McGaffer, since you walked in, vote on the minutes. Thank you. Minutes pass.
Thank you very much. Item seven is our presentations and public hearings. Item 7A is the recognition of the employee of the second quarter. I will recognize General Manager Denham for the presentation. Mr. General Manager.
Thank you, Chair. Board, please help me congratulate Debbie Dunn from our Water Resources Department. Debbie is one of our water conservation pros here at the Water Authority and in the region. As you walk into this building and the first thing you see is some of her fine work. She's helped us do a refresh on the landscaping and the drought tolerant plants that we have. Jeff Stevenson, her supervisor, Director of Water Resources, is going to say a little bit more about her.
Thank you, Dan. Just a couple words about Debbie. In 2023, she joined us from the city of Beverly Hills, and she brings with her a lot of enthusiasm and energy. If you've worked with Debbie, you know she goes 100%. Dan mentioned the landscaping outside. When Debbie saw that it needed to be refreshed and updated, she went out and found external funding to do it. And then she watched the contractor follow the plans and called them out many times because she was keeping me updated when he was not doing what he was supposed to do. So she loves her job. A second example I want to mention is at the Del Mar Fair. She actually did a landscape exhibit at the Del Mar Fair on her own time. It was not some small little exhibit. It was on the same scale as the professional exhibits that you see there. She found all the plants. She got her husband to volunteer as a laborer, and she won an award for her exhibit at the Del Mar Fair. So she is 100% dedicated. With that, I'll invite Debbie to come up and say a couple words.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, board, for this amazing opportunity. The last time I talked to you all, I presented on toilets and talked about toilet pride, if you remember. I'm a huge advocate of our toilet program where we provide toilets at no charge to income qualifying customers. And if you remember, one toilet can flow up to 200 gallons an hour. That's enough water to fill a pool in 4 days. So that's enough about toilets. Now let's talk about my real passion, and that's plants and flowers. So I am honored and blessed to be able to work for the Water Authority. And by the way, I've worked for several public agencies over the decades. This is by far the best. I'm not saying it because they voted me employee of the quarter. I'm saying it because it's true. People here are responsive. They're nice. Everyone does a great job. So it makes my life just more enjoyable. When I went to management and said, hey, our nifty 50 plant list could use a little facelift, coming from Beverly Hills, that's the terminology I learned. I said, can I fix it? And they're like, sure. So I worked with local nurseries, growers, landscapers, updated the list. And if you haven't seen it, it's beautiful. Some of the landscapers even want to use it for wallpaper. And if you haven't seen it, grab one on your way out, share it with your friends, families, neighbors. I want to get more people in San Diego to plant more of these beautiful plants. So in addition, I went to management and said, hey, I've got an idea. How about on top of the Nifty 50, I do the Happy 100 with the Sturdy 30? And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, well, so this list here gives you 103 plants. I like them. I couldn't make up my mind. So you can sort this list in Excel by common name, botanic name, water needs, flower, like the bloom color, when it blooms, if it's native or not. And then it's also got information on how to maintain it. Because if we don't maintain these new landscapes nicely, they're not going to look good in the long run. So if you haven't had a chance, do take your time, smell the grevilleas. That's the really great flower out there on your way out and plant some in your yard. Beautify San Diego. Thank you.
Debbie.
You're not done yet, Debbie. You gotta get up here by the logo after that.
Also, if I could recruit you to do the next securities presentation, that'd be great.
Chair, may I speak?
Absolutely, Director Hedberg.
Debbie, before you go, Kathleen Hedberg here, president of the Water Conservation Garden. Just want to let you know we're doing a Nifty 50 exhibit, and it's in the process of being put together right now. So we look forward to having you out there.
I'm teaching a class tomorrow on the master gardening side, or on Saturday. I'm volunteering to teaching a class on slope planting. So if anybody has time, come on down.
All right. Thank you very much. And congratulations to Debbie. Moving on to item eight. Item eight is the report by chair, starting with item 8A, which is my chair's report. I wanted to start by taking a brief moment to extend my congratulations and recognize my great colleague from the city of San Diego, Director Ismahan Abdullahi. At the beginning of this month, she was recognized by Women of Color Roar, a local media nonprofit that seeks to elevate women of color in government with the Women Warrior Spirit Award. And she was introduced and presented this award by our very own Director of Finance, Lisa Marie Harris. Director Abdullahi gave an incredible speech in accepting that award that centered on belonging and having strength, particularly in times like this, encouraging everyone to not let their light be dimmed by others, but rather to shine bright. So on behalf of this board, I just want to extend our congratulations. And I think we are also very fortunate to call you our colleague and see your leadership up close and personal. And I'm so glad that others see it too. So congratulations, Director Abdullahi. As many of you know, and has been demonstrated here today, we have been working through some new committee assignments. So I do want to thank each of you who have graciously accepted those new roles and for some of you, the new leadership capacities. So thank you there. We will have some more changes upcoming. So staff will be reaching out to you as we make those appointments for different committee changes and work groups. The next item in my report involves some new security procedures here at the Water Authority, which will be in place during public board meetings beginning next month. These new procedures are to strengthen readiness and align with industry best practices for public sector venues. And I want to be clear, this is not being implemented because of any concerns or threats, but to come in line with what is already occurring at other public-facing agencies, but yet to occur here. So what's changing? All public meeting attendees will be required to pass through a security screening station located outside the main lobby doors. This includes a walkthrough metal detector before entering the boardroom, like you already see at MET, the City and County of San Diego, Petco Park, the Port, and more. This is a good reminder to board members and to staff to please carry your Water Authority issued photo IDs at all times. This should not make it cumbersome for board members or staff. If you're entering the building through the back employee parking lot, you will not need to pass through the security checkpoint. However, if you do enter the building through the visitor parking lot, you must either present a Water Authority issued ID to the security staff or complete the security screening. That concludes my report. We will move on to item 8B, which is the report of committee actions. Madam Clerk, will you please provide a report of the actions taken by committee today?
The Administrative and Finance Committee noted and filed the monthly treasurer's report. They adopted resolution 2026-02, adopting the amended benefit summaries covering calendar years 2022, 23, 24, 25, and 26 with unrepresented employees. Engineering and Operations Committee, in accordance with Admin Code Section 4.08.07, determined that the Lake Hodges Hydroelectric Facility Isolation Project does not include a requirement for a project labor agreement. Imported Water approved the MOU with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, Southern Nevada Water Authority, Arizona Department of Water Resources, and Central Arizona Water Conservation District to explore the potential of interstate transfer exchanges. LPO committee was deferred and water planning had no reportable action. And that concludes my committee reports.
Thank you very much. That'll populate our consent calendar. I'll entertain a motion to approve consent calendar items 9.1 through 9.4.
Motion.
I have a motion from Director Madaffer, a second by Director Molina. Madam Clerk, will you please open the vote?
Please cast your votes. We're waiting on Hilliker, Buckowitz, and Miller. Please cast your vote. Thank you. Vote passes.
Thank you very much. Item 10 is our action discussion information items, for which we have one item, or Yes, one item, and that is the reappointment of two directors. Pleased to announce the reappointment of directors Mark Roback and Francisco Rivera, both representing the Otay Water District. Director Roback's revised six-year term end date is January 23 of 2032, and Director Rivera's is March 3rd, 2032. Wow, quite the commitment. Congratulations to both of you on your reappointments. Either of you want to make any comments at this time? Hearing none. Oh.
Well, gosh, you know, I've been elected to water districts for 25 years, so about time I got my turn in six more years, you know. Thank you.
Second.
There is no vote on this item, colleagues. That concludes item 10. Moving on to item 11, which is our special report. General Manager.
I just wanted to very briefly let you all know that we had a, what were we calling it, business model work group meeting 2 weeks ago on the 11th. All of the GMs from your member agencies, we had pretty high attendance, not 100%. We'd like to get there to 100%. But it was very good half day. We hit some heavy topics like our supplies, our demands, governance, our finances. What we intend to do is to develop a list of top line issues that this group sees at the Water Authority and start to tackle some of those complex problems and challenges that we have. Bring it to this board for consideration in terms of policy development, the stuff of that nature. Recommendations, and we intend to do that over at least, or probably over the course of the next year or so. So just to check in, we'll hear from this group in front of the board very soon. So thank you for their attendance.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager, General Counsel.
Nothing to report today.
Sandag report, Secretary Lines.
Yes, I'll just briefly report. I don't usually take the opportunity, but since it's been a while, I will. I just wanted to report that as of January of this year, we are receiving information from our general manager at Sandag, associated with they've achieved the objective of adopting the regional plan, which is a significant milestone reached every 4 years. There's a lot of attention paid to the Losan realignment and the Del Mar Bluffs stabilization. I want to also call out that there's a renewed discussion about managed lanes instead of the high occupancy vehicle lanes, and that's something to keep an eye on. And maybe more importantly, at least from my perspective, is they're talking about improving a lot of board policies associated with finance and also contracting. And you may have read a little bit about that in the news. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Director Lines. Sandex Subcommittee's Borders Committee, Director Castaneda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I filed a report with the secretary previously, but I would just like to say we had representatives from the Southern California Association of Governments who gave a very interesting report about preparation for the 28 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. And a very exciting, a lot of things going on, and clearly has a lot of implications for us here in San Diego. And I brought up the issue is that we will certainly provide the water for all of the events. Thank you.
I appreciate you doing that. Regional Planning Committee, we will be making an appointment soon for that committee. Are there any, AB, or do you have a report, Director Scalzetti?
No, but thank you for recognizing me. What is the report on the AB 123?
AB 1234, that's if you attended a conference or anything like that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're just asking that now?
No, but I did take my ethics training, so I was really close. I didn't know if that was...
I don't think you can claim per diem for that. All right. Item 12 is closed session, for which there is one general counsel. Will you please take us into closed session?
We will now adjourn into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8, as described on the agenda. We have adjourned from closed session with nothing to report at this time.
Thank you, Mr. General Counsel. There being no further business, the Water Authority Board of Directors is now adjourned.